And his daughters will implore Allah, will plead before Allah. Oh Allah, this is our father. Perhaps he faltered in his relation with you, for which he is justified for the penalty you have decreed for him. Allah, but our father made his day and night one in instilling good values and morals in us. Allah, it was this very father of us that did not allow us to go outdoors, that enforced that we dress morally and we have good values. It comes in the hadith, these daughters will persist before Allah, will insist before Allah. There will be those who will earn salvation on the intercession of prophets. There will be those who will get salvation on the intercession of martyrs. How fortunate will be that father who instilled good values in his daughters. The Nabi of Allah says they will insist until they will convince Allah. Allah will say, now take your own father and put him in Jannah where you wish. How fortunate is that father. Brothers, let us give you one, two examples of the kind nature of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in interacting with children. Many a times we can learn, we can engage within our children and learn from them. The talent, many of these children that are coming to masjid, tomorrow we will be performing salah before them, behind them. They will be our leaders in society. Allah makes mention of an incident of Dawud alayhi salam. Father and son both were prophets and Allah had blessed both with kingdom. One day one person came to Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam. وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين. So this man came to Dawud alayhi salam. He said, oh Dawud, this person, he was the owner of a farm. He says, last night this man, the shepherd, left his sheep and his sheep grazed in my farm and destroyed all my crops. So we are here before you. We want you to analyze our case and make a decision. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam heard the case and then valued the harm that was caused to the farm was equal in value to the flock of sheep. So he told the owner of the sheep, the shepherd, that it is your negligence that has resulted in your flock destroying the crops of this man. So you will have to suffer the consequences. Hence your sheep will be given to this man in lieu of the harm caused by your sheep. The man agreed. The farmer now had his own farm. Of course, the crops were destroyed and he had a flock of sheep. And as they walk out of there, accepting the verdict of Dawud alayhi salam, they pass by Sulaiman alayhi salam. With reference to Tafsir al-Sawi, it is written in the footnotes of Jalalain in the Hashia number 11, that as they come by Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam said, what decision did my father tell you? So they said, well, this is what your father said, that my sheep had pastured in his farm because of my negligence, and the harm caused was in value to the value of my sheep. So my sheep must be given to him in lieu of the harm. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, لَوْ وُلِّيْتُ أَمْرَكُمَا لَقَضَيْتُ مَا هُوَ أَرْفَقْ بِالْفَرِيقَيْنِ. With utmost respect to my father, but if I was asked for my opinion, I would have made a decision accommodating both parties. He was of tender age, he was 11 years of age. Dawud alayhi salam was told that your son's got some other input in the matter. Dawud alayhi salam, who is the Nabi of Allah, he calls his son, he says, بِحَقِّ الْأُبُوَّةِ وَالنُّبُوَّةِ. Oh my son, I ask you through the medium of prophethood and fatherhood. I'm a Nabi of Allah, you are my ummati, and I'm your father, you are my son. Tell me, what understanding have you come to in this particular situation? He says, oh my father, I don't wish to be abrupt, but what I thought, the way I analyzed the situation, I felt that I would tell the man, the shepherd, that because your sheep, the negligence of your sheep and your negligence has caused so much pain, so you take that man's farm and you once again irrigate the land, cultivate the land and once again plant and bring the farm, bring the crops back to its position as it was before your sheep had destroyed it. And in the interim, you give your goats and your sheep to that man. يَنْتَفِعُ بِلَبَنِهَا وَصُوفِهَا. The farmer, the owner of the farm can benefit from your goats, from the milk, from the production, from the wool. When you have brought the farm back to its original condition, then you return your farm to him, his farm to him, and he returns his sheep back to you. So in such a way, you have not totally suffered. Otherwise, you lost your sheep also and the farm is also gone. Dawud alayhi salam was very impressed. He said, Al-qada'u ma qadayta. My son, you have in fact made a better decision. I withdraw my statement and my ruling is now in accordance to my young boy of tender age. Subhanallah, being the Nabi of Allah, this is the teachings of Islam. In fact, in Bukhari Sharif, there is another riwayat that two women were walking. And this also came to Dawud and Sulaiman. And they had their two sons with them both who in their appearance they resembled one another. فَجَاءَ الذِّئْبُ فَذَهَبَ بِإِبْنِ إِحْدَاهُمَا. The wolf came, devoured one boy and went away. Now these two women started arguing. The one said, this is my son. The other one said, this is my son. As I mentioned, their appearance was similar. That is why they could argue over the same child. They came to Dawood alayhi salatu was salam and they told Dawood alayhi salam, this is the story. Dawood alayhi salam heard the story, heard the case. He says, فَقَضَى بِهِ لِلْقُبْرَى. I think the elderly woman, she is the mother. You are the mother of this child, you can go. As they came out of there, they passed by Sulaiman alayhi salam. Not challenging his father. But brothers, Allah has blessed every child with some talent. Wallah, let us embrace the talent of our children. It will mean that we will have to give up some of those things which we are fussing for, which has taken up valuable time, which has taken up our priority, but unfortunately doesn't hold much merit in the eyes of Allah. For that woman to receive that child, maybe she will have to stop fussing with her kitchen. On a Sunday, I will have to stop fussing with my garden and my car. Then I will have time for this nature, this wonderful gift of nature that is developing before me. Anyway, Sulaiman alayhi salam heard the case. He says, okay, do me a favor, bring me a knife. The best thing is, let me split the child in two. You have half, you have half. When he brought the knife and he put the knife on the head, the younger woman said, whatever it is, don't slaughter this child. Sulaiman alayhi salam says, this is the mother. The one that says, don't slaughter at any cost, she is the mother. The father said, the elderly woman, Sulaiman alayhi salam's intellect, young boy, he says, no, if she's saying don't slaughter, then this is the mother, she is the true owner. So brothers, let us embrace this gift of nature. Likewise, we learn from the hadith, time has lapsed to be equal. Nu'man ibn Bashir says, I came to Nabi alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah had a gift and he wanted to give it to me. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, I was going to give my son a gift, I just thought I'll give it to you in your presence. Nabi alayhi salam said, Alaka waladun siwa hadha? You have more sons besides the son? I said, yes. You gave every son of yours a gift? No, I haven't given everyone. You want them to be equal to you in loyalty? The sahabi answered, yes. Then you must be equal to them in giving them gifts. Idhan la tushhidni fa inni la ashhad ala jawrin. Please don't make me a witness to injustice. Make someone else a witness. If you have gifts, give the others or take this gift back. In fact, just not fairness in that aspect. In Bazdar, there is a riwayat. Abu Raira radiallahu anhu says, I was sitting with Nabi alayhi salam. There was another sahabi. His son came running. The sahabi picked up his son, kissed him, فَأَجْلَسَهُ عَلَىٰ فَخِدَيْهِ, and he put the son on his lap. And then his daughter came running, so he held the daughter, فَأَجْلَسَهَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. And then he told the daughter, okay, you sit here. So he put the son on the lap, and unintentionally, no father would want to deliberately be unfair to his children, he put the daughter in front, and he didn't put the daughter on the other lap. Nabi alayhi salam said, أَلَّا سَوَّيْتَ بَيْنَهُمَا. Why is this unfair treatment, one son on the lap, the other one on the floor? Will you not maintain justice between your children? Brothers, let us embrace this nature of gift, this gift of nature, this great gift of Allah Ta'ala. So, Nabi alayhi salam picks up Hassan radiallahu anhu. Hassan at the age of six, he says, I managed secure in one hadith from my grandfather Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. While playing, he taught me this hadith. Da'ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Abandon those things which are doubtful and embrace those things which have no doubt. At the age of 10 years, he had memorized this hadith and has conveyed, at the age of 6, memorized this hadith and conveyed it to this ummah. Significant amount of masail are deduced from this quotation of Hassan radiallahu anhu in his tender age. So really we can impress upon our children and convey great amount of deen to them. May Allah Ta'ala safeguard our children in this evil environment. May Allah make them the coolness of our eyes that bring joy to us in this world. The best legacy that you can leave behind, waladin salihin yad'u lahu, pious offspring that convey thawab to their late parents after they have passed away. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.